According to the first scroll of When the Eternally Surprised, Wen stepped out of the cave where he had received enlightenment and into the dawning light of the first day of the rest of his life. He stared at the rising sun for some time, because he had never seen it before. He prodded with a sandal the dozing form of Clodpole the Apprentice and said, "I have seen. Now I understand." Then he stopped and looked at the thing next to Clodpole. "What is that amazing thing?" he said.
"It's a tree, Master," said Clodpole, still not quite awake. "Remember? It was there yesterday."
"There was no yesterday."
I think there was, Master," said Clodpole, struggling to his feet. "Remember? We came up here and I cooked a meal and had the rind of your sklang because you didn't want it."
"I remember yesterday," said Wen thoughtfully, "but the memory is in my head now. Was yesterday real, or is it only the memory that is real? Truly, yesterday I was not born." Clodpole's face became a mask of agonized incomprehension. "Dear, stupid Clodpole, I have learned everything," said Wen. "In the cup of the hand there is no past, no future. There is only now. There is no time but the present. We have a great deal to do." Clodpole hesitated. There was something new about his master. There was a glow in his eyes, and when he moved, there were strange silvery blue lights in the air, like reflections from liquid mirrors.